Another murder at the hands of ICE agents. That is what has occurred in the streets of Houston. And the man who has been murdered, his name is Lorenzo Salgado Araujo. For 35 years, Lorenzo, according to his family, woke up at 5 a.m., kissed his wife goodbye, would load his work van up, and then drive off to pick up his construction crew to go and work in Houston, Texas. But on Tuesday, his life was ended at the hands of ICE agents. This is what ICE says. ICE claims that Salgado Araujo attempted to evade arrest as ICE agents tried to conduct a traffic stop as a part of a, quote, targeted operation. ICE then goes on to claim that Salgado Araujo rammed a law enforcement vehicle with his work van, his treasured work van, and I'll get into that in a minute, and that Salgado Araujo refused to follow verbal commands to stop, and that is when an ICE agent fired his gun in self-defense. This is what ICE is claiming, which flies in the face of what Salgado Araujo's family says he was all about, what his community says that he was all about. I mean, remember, this man's been here for 35 years in the United States, so he was very well known to the extent this private family man could be known in his community. But I want you to listen very carefully now, because this is his son, his oldest son, explaining that the way that he figured out what was happening with his father is he saw a video on social media. And when he found that Facebook post on social media, this is what he heard.
Posted on Facebook that he had been shot. I recognized him immediately. Not from his appearance, but from his voice, crying for help as he lay on the street, bleeding out.
Lorenzo Salgado Araujo's family says that ICE's telling of this wild story about their husband, their father, that it's not true. They say that there's no way that he would have ever tried to evade arrest by ICE, that he knew to pull over, he knew to comply with ICE. And in fact, he had been living in the U.S. for many years, and he had been trying to get a work permit. And because he was actively in the process of trying to obtain his work permit, Lorenzo Salgado Araujo would have stopped and complied with these federal agents if he had known that the car that was following him was ICE or some other form of law enforcement. And that's really important here, right? Because these were unmarked federal vehicles that were conducting this, quote, operation when this happened to Lorenzo. Salgado Araujo, no criminal record, and that's according to the Harris County District Attorney's Office. No convictions in the time that he had been here in the United States working hard, raising a family. Now, don't expect real answers from the Trump administration. The Department of Homeland Security's Office of Inspector General is now leading the investigation into this killing of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo. And the FBI's Houston field office is investigating the alleged assault on the ICE agent by Lorenzo. Now, I want you to listen also to what his family said. His family said that for more than a year and a half, as I told you, he had been trying to obtain a work permit. He had submitted pictures, statements from employers and loved ones, and other necessary documentation to get this work permit application approved. And according to his son, he was so close to being able to obtain his legal status. Ronaldo Salgado, his son, saying, "We dotted every I, crossed every T, filled every document, attended every appointment." Ronaldo also saying during a news conference yesterday that his father, Lorenzo, never wanted his name to be known by anyone outside of his family. He wanted nothing else in life but to provide for his wife and to see his sons become great people. Ronaldo also says that when he went to the hospital, once he found out where his dad had been taken, after being shot in the abdomen and bleeding out on the sidewalk, moaning in pain, as we heard Ronaldo describe, that's how he was able to identify that video was depicting his father who had been shot by ICE agents, because he saw the video and he heard his own father's voice crying out of pain and begging for help. When Ronaldo made it to the hospital, he said no one would give him answers about his father's condition, and he only learned later that his father had died from reports on social media. Now, what Lorenzo says here really, really struck a chord and hurt my heart. And this is what he said about his father, Lorenzo. He said, quote, "He did not deserve to be reduced to a headline of Mexican man shot and killed by ICE. He deserved to live a quiet life as Lorenzo Salgado Araujo, a husband, a father, and a job creator for dozens of men who also wanted the American dream." Salgado Araujo, known in the community as somebody who had a strong work ethic, that was fair and was willing to help anyone who needed it. If people knocked on his door looking for work, he would hire them to be able to work. Now, the reason why we are so stuck in a space of not believing ICE is because they have been proven to not tell the truth about these encounters and interactions that they have been having on our American streets. I give you an example. Marimar Martinez shot 5 times in Chicago. And when that happened, the federal agents lied and said that she had tried to do what? Ram their vehicle, and that they had to shoot her in self-defense. Does that not sound familiar? That's exactly what we hear now from ICE as to why they killed Lorenzo Salgado Araujo. And yet ultimately, through the dogged determination of not only Marimar to make sure that the truth came out, after being shot 5 times, but through her incredible legal team, the truth came out. The video came out to show that she never tried to ram any vehicle whatsoever. And in this instance, right now, Salgado Araujo's family is demanding that the video be released from the body cam and from the vehicles themselves so that they can show what in the actual hell happened to their family member. Just recently, and I want to share this with you, in Chicago, an Illinois commission that was created by the governor, Pritzker, to document alleged abuses committed by federal immigration agents, that commission, that independent commission, determined that a Border Patrol agent had no justification when he shot Marimar Martinez. There have been other examples across the United States of incidents where people are either shot, killed, harmed in some way. How about Renee Nicole Good? And yet, it's only when there is a push for answers and the truth does it come out as to what actually happened. Which is why the Salgado family and the Harris County DA, Sean Teer, is saying that his family and the community deserves the truth. But again, it's the federal government that it's conducting the investigation into what happened here. So people are really suspicious about the information that they're going to be able to get. Three other men from the van were detained by ICE, one of whom called his wife briefly to say that they were being followed prior to Salgado Araujo being shot. He remembers, his name is Daniel Tirado, he says that an ICE agent shot Lorenzo and the van door was closed. No video, no photos, no footage has been released by federal officials about the shooting or about the vehicles. And the shooting took place in a place called Magnolia Park, a neighborhood in Houston that has been described as being a hub for Houston's Mexican-American community for a century. And right now, people are out there protesting and demanding ICE out of their neighborhoods. Lorenzo's son, Ronaldo, says that his father may have been scared, and that's the reason why he didn't pull over if he thought that these unmarked cars were going to try to steal his tools or even his work van. Ronaldo said that he used these tools for 35 years to build homes so he could send his three children to college. And that's what they've done. The eldest son became a teacher while the two other brothers went into engineering. Ronaldo says that his father was here for 35 years, just working, trying to achieve his version of the American dream. And in many ways, it sounds like he did. It sounds like he wanted to just spend time with his wife and eat a home-cooked meal and be able to just stay at home with his family. His family says that Lorenzo met his wife as a teenager in Mexico, and that she made his lunch before he left every day, and that he would listen to music and pet his dog on the porch. And now Ronaldo says his father will never be able to spend any time on that porch anymore. The president of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, said that Mexico is preparing legal measures, that's her words, over the killing of Salgado Araujo because, quote, we cannot allow the mistreatment of our brothers and sisters in the United States. Just a few months ago in April, President Sheinbaum said that she was worried about Mexican nationals being killed while in U.S. immigration detention. And she said that her government would support lawsuits being filed by detainees based on the piss-poor conditions that existed in these detention facilities. She has claimed that the deaths of these detainees, she's raised that as a concern to the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights and said she was considering an appeal to the United Nations. Houston has had heightened enforcement operations by the Trump administration when it comes to immigration enforcement since last year. And the Houston City Council voted to pass an ordinance that would have limited ICE cooperation, but then had to reverse course. Why? Because Republican Governor Greg Abbott threatened to cut more than $100 million in state funding for public safety unless the Houston city officials changed their minds. Sounds like extortion. I'm going to withhold money unless you do something that I want. I've spoken about this with several guests here at Katie Fang News. We may not see it make the headlines on the daily, especially by mainstream media, but ICE is still here. And we need to have these conversations. And that is why I wanted to make sure that the man who is leading LULAC, Juan Proaño, joins me to be able to say the latest from the family of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo and what needs to be done next. Joining me now is a critical voice when it comes to helping us understand what's going on right now in Houston and how best we can support and help Lorenzo's family. And that is my dear friend and colleague, Juan Proaño, the CEO of LULAC. Juan, I'm so grateful that you're able to join us today. You were literally just with the Salgado Araujo family yesterday. I started crying, I'll be honest with you, when I saw you break down, Juan, at that press conference, when Ronaldo was talking about how, I'm getting choked up, how he was able to identify his father through the voice, his father's voice crying out for help as he lay dying on a sidewalk in Houston. Let's just start straight out of the gate. Tell us how the family is. I cannot imagine what they're going through right now.
Yeah, the grief is just overwhelming. You know, the concern for Maria, Lorenzo's wife, who he's been with for over 40 years. You know, they've been a couple since their teenage years and have raised three absolutely incredible children, educated, graduates, contributing members in their communities as a teacher. Ronaldo's a teacher, and his brother Lorenzo Jr. is a mechanical engineer, and his other son is also, other brother is now also at university as well. And the loss of, a leader of their family, the provider, the protector, if you will, it's tough. It's very tough.
And to lose a father, a husband, a loved one in such a violent, unexpected way, I think makes it just inexorably worse. Talk about the immediate reaction in the community. You were there. We've seen protests already, people in the streets demanding ICE to be out of Houston. But share with the viewers kind of the dynamics right now, the energy of what's happening there.
It, the Latino community is stepping up and stepping out, for Lorenzo and for his family and for the community. I think what people don't understand about, it's not just Houston, it's Magnolia Park.
Yeah.
This is a community that has long, long-standing Mexican-American roots. So I think it was established in the early 1900s. By 1911, 1920, Mexican Americans started to settle in this community. It's 97% Hispanic.
Wow.
Majority of folks actually speak Spanish in this community. It is tight knit. It is private. There's never been obviously anything like this to happen in Houston and specifically in Magnolia Park. But if I could, for a moment, Katie, just go back to one thing. Okay.
Sure. Of course.
The family is demanding the release of Lorenzo's body, number one. They haven't done that yet. So, it has been complicated because of the fact that they actually removed all of his personal identifiable information from his person before they put him in the ambulance. And what that required was the hospital to receive him as a John Doe. Okay?
What?
Even though the family knew it was him, they knew he was in the ambulance, the FBI agent that was on site, with Ronaldo, who was also there, who got there very quickly, did not provide any information at all, led him on for hours and finally told him to go to the hospital to find out more. As a result, the family has had to go through extra hurdles. They've had to go through verification through biometric information just to, to report what we knew, that it was Lorenzo Salgado who was shot and killed by ICE agents. The family is a mixed status family household. The next of kin, Maria, is undocumented. And so, major concern in regards to that. So we're trying to get a power of attorney for Ronaldo to be able to go and claim the body, but they want him home. And they want to plan his funeral.
I don't even have the words, Juan. I mean, I'm speechless. I really am. The lack of humanity that is being exhibited here for Lorenzo, for his family, for this next of kin is horrific.
Yep.
And yet terrifyingly on brand, they don't care. The dehumanization of our migrants and our immigrant community is just what they want, right? They just think it's just another person. And the fact that there is yet to be any release of any evidence, because let's stay in this space for a second. Prove it. You make all these lies and these accusations. We've seen it proven time and time again recently that they do these prejudged kind of release of information about people, and then the truth comes out later through the evidence that that's not what happened. There was no ramming of a vehicle by Marimar Martinez in Chicago. There wasn't the attempts to sit there and hurt other ICE agents, even in places like Minneapolis. I mean, Juan, this sounds like targeting to me. This sounds like, let me pick out somebody who looks Hispanic, looks brown, looks Latino, and let's just, you know, corner them in some way. My understanding is these were unmarked vehicles as well. I mean, how are people supposed to be able to keep themselves safe?
Yeah. So we believe the same. You know, they were casing the community, a prominent, you know, Latino community. Lorenzo has no criminal record at all. Confirmed by the local sheriff's office, confirmed by Representative Garcia. He's been in this country for over 35 years. He has three U.S.-born children. He is a small business owner. He had a framing company that does construction. They would have contracts on homes that they're building in New Caney, which is on the other side of town. He was picking up his employees. There were three others with him in that vehicle, including his brother, the uncle of Ronaldo, and two other employees. And those individuals are now being pressed to sign self-deportation orders. They're trying to get rid of them as witnesses as well.
Whoa, Juan, this is the first that I am hearing of this. They want to get rid of the eyewitnesses to the killing of Lorenzo Salgado by getting them pretty much off of U.S. soil and getting them out of here?
Yep. Tactics that we have seen DHS employ in the past.
Juan, I've said my expressions of gratitude about the hard work and incredible, incredible heart that LULAC has shown time and time again over years. LULAC was immediately there to help this family, to represent its interests, and to continue to fight for this family. Talk about how LULAC will continue to move forward with the Salgado family to be able to help them navigate even more of this, because it's just horrifying what this poor family's going through.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm still, you know, still relatively new. I've been in this position for a little bit over 3 years, and it's incredible always to meet these LULAC members, local leaders, and there's literally a historic marker in Magnolia Park, which recognizes LULAC Council 60, which was founded in 1934. Wow. You know, LULAC started in 1929. So we have had a footprint in this community, and the family has trusted our local leaders, you know, with helping them navigate this incredible tragedy, if you will. So, you know, we are working, they have legal counsel now. So we're working on, first and foremost, you know, getting his body back to the family. The next thing that they want is they want to have all of his possessions back, his wallet, all of his personal items, the vehicle, the work truck that is his, all the equipment that is very valuable to them and to that family business is also under possession now by DHS and ICE. Obviously, we've asked for an independent investigation. We met with the local district attorney there yesterday and with the civil rights office too. And, you know, they were, you know, I feel like they were being honest and sincere about their request to do so, but also were very pragmatic about the challenges that they will have and that the federal agencies themselves will not coordinate their efforts with them. And so, you know, the only evidence that there is would be the three individuals that were in this vehicle with Lorenzo, the dash cam footage, body cam footage, if you will, of the officers that were basically involved. And so we're asking from a legal perspective for the preservation of all evidence that, you know, that could bear witness to what happened and this investigation as well. And we're working to support the family. You know, Lorenzo was the primary provider for his wife, for his children. He's paid the way through college, including his youngest, who's still in college as well. And so, you know, she now does not have her friend and her best friend and partner in life. And, you know, the children have been very incredible. And, you know, they are now on their professional tracks themselves, but they have concerns for the well-being of their mom and for her financial well-being as well. And we launched a petition. Over 125,000 people are asking for an independent investigation. That's in the last 24 hours. We launched the GoFundMe for the family, which fortunately is doing well. It's done a little bit over $200,000. But there's no justice to be had here. This man was young. I mean, he is a year younger than I am. And that's what, you know, makes it so painful. You know, I'm a father of three, and he is a father of three. And he won't get a chance to see his, you know, grandchildren. He had the rest of his life, you know, really ahead of him. He was a strong, healthy individual. And he has just been taken away, you know, too young.
In 35 years in this country, no criminal history, no arrests, nothing. And listen, you know, they want to say always on the other side, let's get rid of them because they're all criminals. They're doing all this bad stuff. And yet, remarkably, he was going to work. He was in his work van. He was taking workers to go and do work. He was doing the right thing. And yet that didn't protect him, Juan. Doing that did not protect him. I think one of the important takeaways from this as well is just because we're not seeing it happen on the news every day, ICE is still out there. It may not be that huge, big surge that we saw like in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and some of the other cities, but this is a very true showing of how insidious this immigration enforcement is still, because they're still out there, as you say, doing these targeted operations in places like Magnolia Park.
Not just still out there, I would go further than that. This is no different than the tactics that were employed under Kristi Noem and Bovino. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, Mark Wayne Mullen hasn't said anything at all. You know, technically they're doing supposedly an inspector general. I literally just got a call from one of the small businesses that released video to us, to LULAC, because they trust LULAC with a message and not necessarily these federal agencies at the end of the day. And they've also been very concerned because now they are under the eye of these federal agencies too. And so, you know, a lot of concern at a community level, at a grassroots level. We're doing everything that we possibly can with the limited staff and resources that we have to be there for the family and to also be there for the community and to stop the senseless violence and killing and murders of immigrants who have contributed greatly to our country. To our fabric in so many different ways, from a cultural perspective, from an economic perspective, doing jobs that people just don't do or won't do.
How can people help? This is a moment that is so important right now. We are truly at yet another critical inflection point in history for people to step up and help LULAC and help this Salgado family.
Yeah. I mean, they can start going to LULAC.org. You know, we have a legal defense fund. And so, you know, any contributions would be enormously helpful. We have a link to the petition, also to sign the petition. That's at the top of the page and in an alert bar. And obviously to help support the family, 100% of the proceeds of everything that we raise through the GoFundMe will go directly to Lorenzo Jr. and Ronaldo and Maria, you know, the family of Lorenzo as well. And so, and we need to have cross-coalition, multiracial, multi-ethnic support. You know, I was on the phone with Mark Morial from the Urban League, and they'll be making a statement for an independent investigation with Derek Johnson from the NAACP, with Maya Wiley from the Leadership Conference, and also with our friends at Democracy Defenders Fund and Public Citizen. I spoke with Rob Weissman this morning too, and Virginia K. Solomon from Common Cause. There needs to be a national outcry at the same level and scale that there was for Renee Good and Alex Preti. Latinos have to stand up and speak up for themselves, and we are, and they have been. But these attacks are relentless, even if they haven't been in the news media since Renee Good. The fact of the matter is his detentions and deportations have continued at a torrid pace. Even last week, DHS announcing that they had detained over 10,000 people in a week, over 2,000 a day. And so they have all the money, all the resources at basically their disposal. And we know at the end of the day that the only thing that's going to stop this is going to be change in leadership and Congress. And so we are working with a coalition of Latino legacy organizations, Unidos US, Action Fund, and Mi Familia Vota Latino Victory, to educate and inform our community so they come out and that they vote. They vote their values, and they vote against this type of targeted oppression of our community.
Juan, I may be one voice of the AAPI community, but I stand in solidarity with all of you, and I agree. I believe that all communities need to stand up and shout from the rooftops that this type of injustice is a horrific sign of where this country is heading if we don't fight back. And that means making sure that somebody like Lorenzo Salgado is not just a name. I know Ronaldo said he never wanted his father to be reduced to just a headline, Mexican man killed by ICE. And so I commit that that's not what Lorenzo Salgado's memory is going to be. It will not just be that headline. And I believe that this is the time for action. Juan, I'm sending you support and strength, mi socio. I'm sorry, but you know what? This is the type of moment that you were built for, because you are a leader and you are bringing so much to this family. So I appreciate everything you've done. And Juan, thank you for coming here and getting us caught up on this, because it really deserves a lot more attention than it's getting right now.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you for all that you do and support of our organization, and your friendship and you reaching out means so much. Thank you.
Katie Fang here. We launched the Katie Fang News Channel in partnership with the Midas Touch Network so we could bring you the latest in legal and political news. Straight, no chaser. So if you're a fellow truth teller, hit that subscribe button and share the word about this channel so we can build a high information America together.